from the studios of AM 970 The Answer on Broadway and Wall Street in Manhattan. This is WNYM, Hackensack, New Jersey, New York City.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's war cabinet mulling a response to Iran's massive missile and drone attack over the weekend. Most of the hundreds of drones and missiles were shot from the sky by Israel and its international partners, including the U.S. Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner urging the White House to get tougher with Iran.
If this administration fails to step up to the plate and understand that we have an escalating conflict and make it clear to Iran that there are red lines and that the United States will defend Israel and will not allow Iran to become a weapon state, that we will be in a broader conflict and we will have less options. Their failure to box in Iran and let them understand that there will be consequences makes it more dangerous every day.
That from NBC's Meet the Press. The Biden administration has already said the U.S. will not participate in an Israeli strike on Iran should the Israelis choose to launch a counterattack. First ever trial of an ex-U.S. president gets underway today in Manhattan.
Former President Donald Trump faces allegations that he falsified business records to hide secret payments to keep women quiet about extramarital relationships. The charges carry the possibility of jail time. Trump denies the accusations and says no crime was committed. As the New York trial begins, a jury is on the verge of being picked that will make a historic decision about whether Trump broke the law. Greg Clugston, The White House.
One was a Syracuse, New York police officer. The other, an Onondaga County sheriff's deputy, fatally shot last night during an exchange of gunfire with a gunman who was also shot and killed. It happened at a home in a Syracuse suburb in the town of Salina. Syracuse Police Chief Joe Cecil says we lost two heroes tonight. Mayor Ben Walsh calling it a dark day for Syracuse, our worst nightmare come true. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 212, NASDAQ futures 111 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic.
Over the last 30 years, Newman Ferrara, a New York City law firm, has evolved into a national practice focused on real estate, commercial, litigation, civil rights, class actions, and other complex litigation, representing many of the city's largest property owners, managing agents, and thousands of tenants. Newman Ferrara handles some of the nation's most significant class actions and civil rights matters. Newman Ferrara at 1250 Broadway in New York City. Go online to NewmanFerrara.com. That's NewmanFerrara.com. Listen to the firm's name partner, Lucas Ferrara, every Saturday at 10 a.m. on Dottie Herman's longest-running real estate radio program, Eye on Real Estate on AM 970. A real estate lawyer for 35 years, Lucas is a professor at New York Law School and is also a published author with books on real estate and New York's landlord-tenant law. Tune in Saturdays at 10 a.m. to hear Lucas's unique perspective and advice on Eye on Real Estate.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Alternate side parking rules in effect. Inbound GWB, about a 25-minute delay. Lincoln Tunnel, 20. Holland, about 30. Traffic moving solely on 80 East, exit 43 in Parsippany. It's a collision. Pulaski Skyway South getting into Central Ave and Kearney. It's an accident. 23 southbound, right by Route 80. Watch out for an accident there. 9 southbound at Texas Road and Old Bridge. It's an accident. Traffic slowing down this morning on the westbound belt by Kennedy Airport with an accident. Watch for slowdowns. Wicks Road and Brentwood. Accident investigation. And delays right now on the Bronx River Parkway South through Yonkers with construction. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer. Today's traffic report is sponsored by Fast Tech Industries, helping with all your construction, demolition, and weekly waste removal needs. Roll-off containers from 10 to 40 yards, perfect for house, garage cleanouts, or construction and demolition debris. Specializing in removal and recycling of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, and asphalt throughout all 5 boroughs and every corner of New Jersey. Ask for Joe C. at 718-494-1600.
Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Dottullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, Joe on the radio and Joe on the radio. Joe DiGenova taking the time with us, the one, the only, former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, to kind enough to take the time this morning. Joe, welcome back to the show, and always great to have you with us on this. April 15th, Joe. Welcome, my friend.
Great to be with you.
Well, here we are. The world is imploding. Israel's at war with everyone. We, you know, Iran's just running amok. And let's talk about the Donald Trump trial, Joe, because that's the most important thing. Cops are being killed in upstate New York, and we're going to concentrate on taking Donald Trump down. Inexcusable. Joe, walk us through how fragile this case was. Didn't they have to reinstate or reinvent the statute of limitations on this particular case to bring Donald Trump in? Walk us through this, because it... I'm stunned at this point that it's gotten this far, Joe.
Well, let me do one thing before we get to that. I want to say something which you just said about Israel being at war. Let me just say this.
Yeah.
The United States, from its aircraft carriers, flew jets with American pilots with shot down missiles in a war between Iran and Israel. The United States is engaged in a war. Our people had boots in the air. So let's not forget this, ladies and gentlemen. We are at war.
Sure.
Joe Biden, like nobody's business, the most incompetent president in the history of our country, has bungled us into war because he wanted to reverse everything that Donald Trump had done. And in the course of doing so, he has emboldened Iran. He has enriched Iran, and he has caused the war in the Middle East, and American Air Force people are flying jets. We are at war in the Middle East thanks to this moron. Now, about the case in New York.
Yes, sir.
The real simple part of this was a misdemeanor, and the statute of limitations ran out years ago. So in order to rejuvenate this case, you had to make it a felony. And so what they did was, they said false records were falsified in the Trump organization by Trump and through his orders to cover up a crime, another crime, but they won't say what the crime is. And so you have a complete denial of due process of Donald Trump, who can't prepare for defense because he doesn't want one, he doesn't know what the proof is going to be of this other crime. They just brought a case. Remember, Cy Vance didn't want to bring this case. He wouldn't bring this case.
Right.
Southern District of New York, the U.S. Attorney's Office, wouldn't bring this case. The Federal Election Commission wouldn't fine Donald Trump for these payments because they thought they were proper. Although they did fine Hillary Clinton $130,000 for her illegal docket entries in her things, for all the things that she did for her payments. So this is a sick case brought by a sick prosecutor, a thug, Alvin Bragg. And it's been kept alive by this judge who's like something out of Charles Dickens, this guy Mershon. He's unbelievable. You can't be this corrupt and conflicted as a judge and sit in this case. But there he is. And now jury selection starts today, and he's written a jury question form that's like a directed verdict of guilty, keeping anybody who might be even-handed and sympathetic to Trump off the jury. He asked all these questions about Trump and Trump organizations and whether or not you've you know, you're an insurrectionist, or you read this stuff, or you've got a social network thing that you follow. Not a word about Biden, not a word about Democrats. So it's okay for people who hate Trump to be on the jury, but not okay for people who like Trump to be on the jury. In our business, we call this jury direction, not jury selection. The judge is trying to direct a verdict of guilty by selecting the jury this way.
So that is so scary, Joe. This is Venezuela, Joe. What's happening now?
Would you like some oil?
I'm telling you. And you know what's so weird about it? It's like, well, you've always talked about Hochul, Governor Hochul has the power to get rid of Bragg. Bragg invented this. Cyrus Vance didn't want to do it. And now you got Bragg in the middle of this. Now they're doing jury selection will take, what, a week or so, Joe? Is that right? What this will, is that the timeline on that, perhaps?
It could take a couple of hours the way this judge has decided jury selection is going to be done. You watch. He's not going to allow Trump's lawyers to ask certain questions of the jurors. He's going to cut them off and prevent them from asking questions about actual bias and actual prejudice on the part of these juries. The fix is in. This judge is going to ensure that there is a guilty verdict to protect himself and his daughter, Lauren, that Democratic operative who brought in $93 million off the publicity of her father's case into Democratic coffers. This is a sick court system in New York, and the fact that nobody is controlling this judge shows you how corrupt the New York State court system is.
I know, and when they asked Donald Trump about the jury, he said, "Well, you know, it's luck." And he's going to take the stand. Should indeed Donald Trump take the stand? What would you advise, Joe DiGenova?
Sit down and shut up. Don't take the stand. You can't. This isn't a fair trial. So thinking you can make it fair by testifying, all you're doing by taking a stand is participating in a farce. I wouldn't dignify these proceedings by taking the witness stand. This judge is a politically corrupt individual who should have been removed from this case, and he's going to direct a verdict of guilty.
Joe, how do you oversee these errant judges, these criminal judges, in our opinion? How can you fix it? Because it every time it goes, a judge says this, a judge, that's the final word in the United States of America? And all these people are political operatives? For what reason? I don't know. Like, to your point, we're at war. The world's imploding. New York is gone. Every inner city that I didn't even talk about, the 8-year-old killed in Chicago over the weekend. The one girl was killed by the Iranian attack on Israel, and then in the United States of America, an innocent girl was killed again in Chicago. 7 wounded in the city of Chicago. No one does anything about it. Yeah, under the Mayor Johnson. Yes, please.
Under our system, you cannot get a change of venue except with the permission of the judge presiding over the case, unless you can get an appeal court to overrule it. And what is clear from all the evidence is the Trump case is a classic case where there must be a change of venue. Just think about this. The famous case that created all of these rules was the Dr. Shepard case out of Cleveland, where they convicted him. They had articles written during the trial, before the trial, that he was guilty, that he had murdered his wife. Mm. And by the time it got to the Supreme Court, he'd already been in prison. That's when, and the Supreme Court says, well, there should have been a change of venue. A lot of good that did Dr. Shepard, and a lot of good it's going to do Donald Trump. In other words, there's a legal way to get this done, but it won't do Trump any good because it'll be too late, because he has to be convicted before he can do anything about it.
And that's exactly right.
He's going to be convicted. Make no mistake about it. This judge is going to guarantee, Judge Juan Merchan is going to guarantee that Trump gets convicted. He's not interested. He, Merchan, is not interested in a fair and impartial tribunal. He wants a verdict of guilty. And he proved that by trying to hide the relationship that his daughter had with the case, which is why he didn't include her in the first gag order that he issued against Trump, because he didn't want to draw attention to her. Finally, he got caught when the news outlets finally found out about her and started publishing stuff about her. This is a sick proceeding, and here's the problem. You have somebody like the president of the New York State Bar Association, Richard Lewis. He comes out And he criticizes Trump for criticizing the judges. Doesn't he say anything about Letitia James? Does he say anything about Juan Merchan? Doesn't he say anything about Alvin Bragg? Not a word. Not a word. And the reason is those organizations like the New York State Bar Association are completely co-opted. He can't open his yap and say anything about those people because those lawyers have to appear in front of those judges and deal with guys like Bragg and Letitia James. If you are in New York, you deserve what you get because you have put these people in office. This is a disgraceful system being run by disgraceful people.
And when you think about two upstate police officers and one sheriff and one cop got killed 9 o'clock last night, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't quite understand how I don't know what the attorney general does anymore, because every attorney general I see that's in an inner city, it just all they do are political takedowns. Shouldn't Tish James, is there a statement from the attorney general's office about protecting our police officers? Did Tish James step up in any regard to protect the police officers? She went after Bruce Blakeman, the county executive in Nassau County. Why? Because he didn't want men in girls' locker rooms. She goes after him for that. Tish James does. She goes after Trump. What is she doing about these cops killed just last night, Joe? I'm sorry. Have you heard anything? Because I have not.
This is what's wrong with the state of New York. You know, Joe, this is why your show is so important, because people need to talk about this.
Yeah.
Nothing will change in New York until the people of New York start realizing that they are electing fools. Kathy Hochul, can you imagine that clown trying to go to the wake of that officer who was killed? Can you imagine what it takes to think that you're going to be welcome?
Yeah, Letitia exactly.
James,
exactly.
She doesn't care. Letitia James doesn't care about the cops. And she could care less about the police officers and the risks that they take every day. She is not a legitimate figure in law enforcement. She is a political hack. Her job is to get people, is to get political opponents. Yeah. People of New York, you better wake up.
And then when Tish steps up with the FDNY, with the fire department, they boo her. And then a judge, you know what a judge says? Oh, it was racist. It was racist. It's so bizarre, man. And now they go back to the basics, Joe, while we have you. Thank you so much.
I love it when she says, oh, please, we're in a house of God. We're in a house of God. No booing. We're in a house of God. You know who was booing? God was booing.
It's so true. Listen, now, this is a misdemeanor for Trump. They scraped the barrels to try to bring some charges but technically, once Trump is found guilty, though, Bragg can ask for jail time, could he not? And the judge has the decision?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes, he can ask for jail time, and the judge can say yes or no. My guess is that Judge Merchan will want to be remembered as the first judge to lock up a former president. And in the course of doing this, what they are doing to the fabric of our country, they don't even think about. The people who started this, remember, this started with Merrick Garland, Lisa Monaco, and Joe Biden. They're the ones who decided it was time to go get Trump because he was going to run for president and he was going to be a legitimate threat to the reelection of Joe Biden. This was a political decision, a series of political decisions, which were coordinated with prosecutors in New York, in Georgia, and then, of course, Jack Smith, the crazed maniac leading the Justice Department two criminal cases in Florida and Washington, D.C. This was all designed to interfere in the election. And anybody who thinks it wasn't is stupid, or they don't want to admit the obvious.
So, and your instinct, Joe DeGeneva, thank you for your valuable time, Joe. We do appreciate it. So, but you think that they will ask for jail time but he won't have to go to jail. He'll appeal, and hopefully you would think the appellate court will make some sense.
They're going to try and lock him up. Let me tell you, this guy Merchan is a nut. He's going to try. He wants to see him in shackles. Now, here's the problem they're all going to have. Under federal law, a former president is in the custody of the Secret Service. And he cannot be out of the custody of the Secret Service for the entire time that he is covered by Secret Service protection. He doesn't lose that protection because he's convicted in a state or federal court of a federal crime. But remember, we're here for one reason. This hasn't happened in 250 years for a good reason. And you're watching it play out because it's bad for the country. And we are at a point where Democrats don't care about what's bad for the country. They only think about the Democratic Party and staying in power. But he can lock him up, and Mershon wants to put him in prison. That will be the great issue of federalism, watching state law enforcement officials trying to grab the president physically and put him in a jail cell with the Secret Service saying, you can't do that. And this is what Biden wants. This is ultimately the idiocy that he has created. When you have an idiot president, you get idiotic results.
Yeah. Joe, it's, listen, thanks. Please stay close and keep us posted because this is inexcusable. I mean, we're at war, and this is the issue of the day, as a former president being taken down as the most severe election interference that we've ever seen in our lifetime in this great republic, Joe. Thank you, Joe, for always joining us, my friend. And God bless, and please come back soon. Thank you, Joe, when you can. Thank you so much. Joe DeGeneva right there, former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. Inexcusable. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, Colonel Jack Jacobs is going to join us. And then we'll talk to Kelly Jane Torrance about single parenting. Debbie and I know about that. And Hogan Gidley's going to join us. David Friedman, former United States ambassador to Israel. Dr. Mark Siegel is with us. And the great Debbie Duhaime is on the roads at 8:21 on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Hey, Joe, let's see what's happening. Altered inside parking rules that affect about 30 in at the George Lincoln and the Holland. LIE eastbound the ramp at Ronkonkoma Ave. It's a disabled truck leaking fuel right on that ramp, so watch for that. Wicks Road over in Brentwood is closed. Accident investigation out by Suffolk Avenue. It looks like it was a pedestrian accident going on there, so it's an ongoing investigation. Now, the westbound LIE, that's busy right into the Clearview. An accident over in the left lane. Lots of volume. Eastbound BQE getting up toward Cadman Plaza. Over on Canal Street downtown, right by West Broadway, it's an accident. Traffic slowing down on 78 West, exit 30 into Basking Ridge, a crash being cleared. 9 southbound at Texas Road into Old Bridge, that accident finally off on the shoulder. Alternate side parking in effect, partly cloudy today, high of 60. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCare RX. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. Here is this week's medical minute with Dr. Neil Nandy of the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania.
Family history is a risk factor for developing inflammatory bowel disease, also known as IBD. A parent with IBD may confer a risk of up to 5% to a child. The two parents who each have IBD may confer a collective risk that increases to 20 to 30% even. The majority of what drives the development of IBD is not genetic for most people, but environmental causes poorly understood. For instance, environmental causes may include things such as smoking, sleep, stress, diet, antibiotics, or more.
This medical minute is sponsored by InfuCareRx, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCareRx. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
Brandon Tatum wants more people to step up.
I just really wish more people like me would speak out more and be more confident about it. I know a lot of black people that think just like me, but man, they just won't say, they will never tell anybody. It's not conducive for them. But if only more black men knew that other black men agree with them, and if they're not isolated and they're alone in their thoughts of saying something ain't right here.
The Officer Tatum Show, weeknights at 8, right before Sebastian Gorka at 10, on AM 970. The Answer.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Well, since 9/11, the Tunnels to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of Americans, veterans, and first responders and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnels to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need our help. Please join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for your consideration to help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Colonel Jack Jacobs is a retired colonel in the United States Army and Medal of Honor recipient for his valor during the Vietnam War. Colonel Jack, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us on this Monday morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show, Joe.
Well, we're trying to figure out everything that's going on with Israel. Politics has taken over the day. I'm just astounded, Colonel Jack, what happened over the weekend when you had missiles and drones fired toward Israel. And it's like we forgot about it in 24 hours. Jack, we're at war. We're at war. And we talked to General Jack Keane, but I wanted to talk to you. I love that I always say you're a Jewish kid from Brooklyn, Jack. You never forget your roots. And now you're a Jersey guy. We've officially adopted you in Jersey, whether you like it or not, sir, by the way. We have officially, we've officially adopted you.
It's fine.
where do we go from here, Jack, militarily? Where do we go from here? How will do you think Israel retaliate?
Well, it's a very interesting question. You know, you say we're at war. We've been at war for a long, long time. And Israel has, since its creation in 1948, it lives in a very, very bad neighborhood. The large majority of countries in the region would like to see it eliminated, but in particular, Iran, who constantly generates these demonstrations where people are yelling death to Israel and death to America, as far as they're concerned, are all pretty much the same thing. There's also this underlying conflict, an attempt for influence in the region between Iran on the one hand and Saudi Arabia on the other. Separate issue altogether, but it does have a tendency to influence what's going on. It's really kind of interesting. If you look at it through the rearview mirror, it certainly looks as if Iran, who telegraphed that they were going to do this, sent all these things to Israel in the hopes that they would all be shot down. So, and they very nearly all were. They sent relatively, the large majority of the vehicles they sent were slow-moving, propeller-driven. You could see them being launched. You could track them all the way in. And they were all destroyed. Iran had to do something. Don't forget, it's got a domestic audience as well where they are. They had to demonstrate to their proxies like the Houthis and Hezbollah that they were going to respond to Israel's attacking the Iranian annex where seven of their officers, some of them extremely high-ranking Iranian officers were killed. So they had to do something. They couldn't do anything. They'd lose face among the people that they're trying to use to destroy Israel and bother the United States and our allies. So they had to do something. They then, after they sent them all, they said, okay, this is it. We're through responding to the Israeli attack on our consulate annex. Now Israel has to decide what they're going to do. There's an old adage that says that revenge is a dish best eaten cold.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what Israel needs to do, is to relax a little bit and decide how it's going to respond. It doesn't have to be a kinetic attack. It can be the kinds of things Israel has done in the past and does extremely well. A cyber attack of some kind.
Yeah.
Special operations for which they take they say, well, we don't confirm or deny any of this stuff, and that's probably the best way to do it. In the meantime, the United States and its allies, who played at least a small part in shooting these things down. Don't forget, Jordan and Saudi Arabia also shot some of these things down.
That's right.
And Qatar, who has proved to be fairly reliable as an intermediary between the United States, the West generally, and Iran, are urging restraint, because nobody, including Iran, wants to get into a full-blown war. The smaller attacks, smaller responses are probably the kinds of things that Israel will contemplate and do. The longer they wait, the better it's going to be. But Israel has to keep in mind, and does keep in mind, that the closest threat to Israel is Hezbollah in the north. They're armed to the teeth. They work for Iran, and they'll do anything they possibly can do to overrun Israel, Joe.
Yeah, and Israel has the military might. I mean, I'm trying to think, who do they reach out for weapons? I know they're probably developing their own within Israel, but you're absolutely right. You have Hezbollah to the north, and you have Hamas that would fight, and they've got to finish that fight, and then Iran comes in. But then let me go back to what you just said, because it looks like Iran just felt they had to do something, so they kind of broadcast that these are coming in. I guess the mullahs got to, in Iran, all got to impress each other, and that's what this was about. And because it did seem, it was like everybody was ready for this, for these attacks. But on the other hand, if they let those missiles go, the destruction that would have been all throughout Israel, you could see, you know, what was scary, Jack, is that you could see, you know, Jerusalem. You see the gold dome in Jerusalem. You could see some of the, one was a mosque, you know, you could see the religious structures in Jerusalem. They would have all been taken out. So I'm thinking too, cyber attack on those, what appear to be nuclear development sites in Iran. That's the way Israel probably will go, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would consider. Don't forget that Iran continues to try to develop nuclear weapons. They've got a number of sites Al-Bashir and Natanz and a couple of other places. But over a long period of time, they buried them deep. So it would have to be something, if it's a kinetic attack, it could be very difficult to disrupt the development of nuclear weapons. Cyber attacks, on the other hand, they're much more effective, and you can always deny that you've done it, whereas a kinetic attack is something that's extremely difficult to deny. Nevertheless, Israel is liable to do other kinds of things in the cybersphere, all the while trying to encourage the West to continue to support it. It does need American support. Mm-hmm. It continues to need the support of other Arab nations in and around their neighborhood. And restraint is the kind of thing that will encourage Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the other Gulf states, Egypt, to continue to do what they can to make sure that there's not a bigger conflagration with Iran, Joe.
My goodness, Jack, it's unbelievable. But you're right. It is. It's encouraging that Jordan stepped up. Egypt stepped up. So, and you think just on another note, in regards to Hamas, they pretty much decimated. Israel has the IDF 80% of Hamas, and they'll just plain finish off these. And you got to. That's the only way to get Hamas out is just to exterminate them. And Israel's right at the cusp of this, and probably will finish that sometime soon. Do you think, Colonel?
Well, it might be. I mean, the large majority of Israeli forces are out of Gaza. Probably what's going to happen is that conventional forces will not be going back in large numbers into Gaza, and special operations will take care of the remainder. But the thing to keep in mind is that Gaza is ungovernable. The Arab countries do not want to have anything to do with it. And over a period of time, they'll, especially with Iran's encouragement, there will be a resurgence of Hamas. I hate to say it, but at some point, it may be necessary to do this again. With any luck, Israel will be able to keep a lid on it using special operations and the assistance of Arab countries.
Yeah, Jack, great chat as always. Colonel, thank you for your stellar service to this great country. Always honored to have you with us, Jack Jacobs. God bless, and I hope to see you soon, my friend.
I hope so, too. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Colonel Jack Jacobs, Medal of Honor recipient. Just a true American hero right there. 8:35, Joe on the radio. You know, we're going to take a bit of break of the crazy news that's unfolding this morning and talk to Kelly Jane Torrance. She's the op-ed editor of the New York Post. And we're talking about single parenting, you know. And then we get back into it 9 o'clock with Hogan Gidley. Then we get back into it with Dr. Mark Siegel. We're going to talk about Fauci's potential connection with that lab leak. What's going on? Dr. Mark is very, very measured and non-political in this regard. So we look forward to speaking with the good doctor, Dr. Mark Siegel, with us on the show. And you always at 877-970-2999, 836. Al is in the newsroom on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
64 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Measles cases in the United States are at an alarmingly high rate compared to this time last year, and both New York and New Jersey have been impacted. The CDC released a report that says confirmed measles cases in the United States are 17 times higher than this time last year, with 113 cases through April 5th. That number has doubled in the last 2 weeks. Of those cases, 50% of them are in children under the age of five. Confirmed cases have been found in New York City, Long Island, and New Jersey. The CDC is stressing the need for everyone to get vaccinated. They say anyone not vaccinated has a 90% chance of contracting the virus if they are exposed. The necropsy of the humpback whale that washed up on the shore in New Jersey last week has shown the whale's death is linked to blunt force trauma. It's the first whale death reported in New Jersey since October. The 25-foot whale was found along the 51st Street in Long Beach Township last week, and it's the first whale death reported in New Jersey this year. The necropsy showed fractures to the whale's skull and neck. Wildlife groups on Long Beach Island and some state lawmakers have blamed the deaths on offshore wind development. The state EPA maintains there is no connection. In sports, the Knicks finishing the regular season, winning five straight. They beat the Bulls in overtime, 120-119. Nets got smoked by the 76ers, 107-86, for their final game of the season. Mets over the Royals, 2-1. Yankees unable to sweep the Cleveland Guardians. They fell 8-7 in 10 innings. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. 84 westbound slowing down, approaching the Newburgh Beacon Bridge with an accident. Then at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, there's a protest going on, about 10 or 15 people stopping traffic here at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. Inbound George Washington Bridge, a 30-minute delay. Lincoln 35, Holland about 40. Traffic slowing down as you head over to 9. Southbound at Texas Road and Old Bridge with an accident on the shoulder. Still seeing delays this morning as you head over to the eastbound Gowanus. Bumper to bumper up through the Prospect. Eastbound BQE heavy up through Atlantic Avenue. Westbound side of the BQE slowing down by Meeker Morgan. We're seeing delays this morning as you head over to the westbound Bruckner, slowing down at the Hunts Point drawbridge, and expect delays over on 287 South exit 10 into Franklin Township with an accident being cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of 60. Sunshine tomorrow, high of 59. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
All right, let me tell you about Relief Factor, if I can. I'll tell you about Leah, you know, in tears on the couch. You know, that makes me feel so bad, Ohio. But the good news is, you know what? She heard about Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief and was out of pain, and she continued to get better and better. She says, I truly am amazed at this product. I think that's what you're going to say. You know, I'll tell you about Keith, 51 years old, felt his body was wearing down, and he feels so much better after taking Relief Factor. He's pursuing a second degree black belt. Then me, how about me? You know, it's funny, when you ever pull up, you go in your garage, and you pull in the garage, you pull your car, and you got to get stuff out, like your groceries or something, just carrying it. I don't want anybody to help me. I like doing it myself, you know, that I can do it. And that sounds so dumb and simple, but little things like that, whether it's just, doing gardening around your house or doing the chores around your house, you want to be able to do it, you know. It's called living your life, right? And I think you could do it if you're in pain. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. And you know what? I think we can. 100% drug-free Relief Factor. You have the Relief Factor 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95, and it comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Just call 800-4-RELIEF. All right, 800-4-RELIEF. Or again, everything you need to know. And by the way, some other really great products are at the website. But you could look at the 100% drug-free Relief Factor to get you out of pain. Try it, because I think we can get you out of pain. Go to, please, relieffactor.com.
There are some times when the kids go to bed and we just stay in the night talking about how hard the life it is for us. It's very hard to see my kids go to bed with hunger and not having something to give to them.
You can step into the despair of a mother like Lourdes. For the past 40 years, Food for the Poor has linked generous listeners like you to desperate families throughout the Caribbean and Latin America. Today, your generous gift is an answer to a mother's prayer for her children's survival. Right now, because of a meal-for-meal match, a one-time gift of $160 or just $14 a month provides 4 hungry children with food for the next year. So, how many children can you rescue? Make your gift safely and easily by calling 855-919-4673. That's 855-919-HOPE. Or click the red Give Life banner at am970theanswer.com.
Well, you know, Joey likes to tell you things will make your life easier. And I think that I tell you about why refi, and I tell you about Lindsay. This is amazing, too. And you know, I think millions of people, in my opinion, are like this. They owe, Lindsay owed, speaking specifically. This is an example that I asked Lane and our friends at Why Refi to send over. Lindsay owed $270,000 in student loan debt. And after battling with other lenders, she reached out to Y Refi, and they were able to work with her and her mother, by the way, to create a plan that was built around getting her out of debt. So once you reach out to Y Refi, you go to invest, the letter Y, then refy.com, investyrefi.com. You know what? You can earn up to a 10.25% fixed rate of return. That's not correlated with the stock market or the Fed. Absolutely no fees, no attack on principal. It's a monthly statement with no surprises, a secure collateralized portfolio that just may be a better option for you than where you have your money right now. Will you check it out, please? InvestYRefi.com. Invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com. You can call 888-YRefi24. People all over the country are earning that high fixed rate of return with YRefi. They don't care, again, what happens with the Fed. They don't care what happens with the stock market. And Lane and our dear friends at YRefi are trustworthy and honest. They care about you. They have solutions to your problems. Just go to investyrefi.com. Invest, the letter Y, then refy.com. Or call 888-YRefi24. You tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Kelly Jane Torrance is an op-ed editor of the New York Post, and I saw something that she was writing about single parenting, and I said, whoa, so many of us trying to sustain in this it's absurd, crazy world as a single parent. Hey, Kelly Jane, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. How are you this morning?
Given it's a Monday morning, pretty good, Joe. How about you?
Yeah, good. I get frustrated. I see the nuttiness, you know, of the world, and I have to report it because that's what we do on the radio, right? And it's like, oh, here we go. But I wanted to go to the single parenting situation. So many of us are in that situation. I don't mean to break confidences, and if I'm getting too personal, please stop me. I have a tendency to do that on the program, Kelly Jane, you know. But you were brought up by you had a single parent in your upbringing, correct?
That's right, Joe. And, you know, I'm happy to share my story. And honestly, I'm starting to share it more because, you know, I'm finding a lot of people, of course, you know, I was a kid, grew up with a single parent. Now I'm meeting all these people that are single parents themselves. And, you know, first of all, I want them to know how important they are and just how crucial they are, because that number one job is raising the next generation. And they are doing, you know, a lot of them are doing 100%. They're doing both parents. Job in many ways, and even if they're not, they're still, you know, it's a lot harder to, you know, raise your kids when you're single. So, you know, kudos to them. And, you know, my story, I feel like, shows just how important single parenting is. Because, you know, I think I turned out all right, and I really owe it all to my dad who raised me.
God bless you. God bless you for saying that. It's so tough as a father like that, doing that. Tell us about that. You had your dad there, and he was at all the events and doing virtually, you know, a job of two parents, and it worked out. I know what that, because mine was self-made from divorce, you know, and you know, it was funny. I always talk about this on the air, and it's such a pleasure to be able to talk with you about this, because the news is so nuts. I want to just talk about it, where once you're a single parent, the interesting thing is you can't say, and I always say this, you can't say, honey, will you get the kid? Will you, honey, get the baby? You can't say that. It's you. You are the safety net, you know? So your father, right? You know, it's tough. Now, your father was working as he was raising you as well, of course.
Yeah. You know, so my parents divorced, you know, I was about 4 or 5, and my mom moved to another city, and I stayed with my dad, and I didn't see my mom a lot growing up, but my dad was there every day. Now, for a few years, his mother, my grandmother, moved in to kind of, you know, look after me a bit while he was working, but yeah, he eventually moved out. And, you know, then it was the two of us just for years. And, yeah, he worked every day, often even on the weekends. He built houses. He was a framer. So, but, you know, he put that effort in. And,
yeah,
you know, one of the big things for me was, as you say, he was always there. There was no event. You know, I played piano as I was a kid, and I was in some talent shows. I did ballet. He was always there for me. And he was doing the work of two people. And, I can't imagine being a dad having to raise a single father, because, you know, there were some moments, you know, I'd ask him to get me, you know, some of those feminine items at the store. He wasn't so comfortable with it, but he did it anyway.
It is. It's so awkward, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, my
right?
God. Oh, that is.
I can tell you, you know, my parents didn't graduate high school, and he wanted me to get an education because he thought then I don't have to work. And by work, he meant that physical manual labor that he did every day.
Yeah,
and so, I graduated high school, was the first Torrance to, you know, go to college. And it was really him that instilled that in me. You know, he taught me to read before I was even in kindergarten.
Wow.
And I have to say, you know, he dated a bit, but he never remarried, never had a serious relationship. And I really, now that I'm older, I realize I was his life. You know, I was what his life work was, and I'm humbled by that. And it, you know, sometimes it makes me, you know, try even harder to make him proud, even though he's no longer around. Unfortunately, he died when I was 20.
Yeah, look at
he
that.
He was just 43, but he's with me every day. You know, I don't go a day without thinking about him. And you know how hard it is sometimes as a single. Like, we would have fights when I was a teenager, but I loved him and he loved me, and that's with me forever now. And I'm sure that's the same with your kids. They'll never forget what you've done for them.
Oh, I hope so. I'm trying so hard. You know, you talk about dating and you're bringing around. I would early on, I would bring somebody I was seeing around. I don't do it anymore. I just can't do it anymore. So you know what I mean? Because it makes the kid feel uncomfortable, I imagine, right? So now I'm like relationship-less in that regard, because I don't, and I got friends and great gal pals and all that, but I don't want to bring him around the kids. And your dad, he was careful in that regard as well, yes?
Right. Yeah. You know, I mean, I knew, you know, I'd know he was dating people because I would hear him, you know, mention it, you know, maybe to his brothers who would come over. But,
You
know, the only person I ever really saw was he briefly dated a family friend who we already knew, and she had kids. And so that was really the only one. You know, he never brought, you know, people home.
Look at that.
Fabulous. He really was, I mean, again, this guy didn't graduate high school, but he was very smart, you know, very streetwise, very smart. You know, was interested in politics. I don't agree with him. Everything. His favorite president was Richard Nixon. His favorite prime minister was Pierre Trudeau. So, you know.
There it is. Hey, you know what?
He was there for me. And it's really, you know, it's hard to make the kids first because we all want to be happy. We're all selfish in a way. But at the end of the day, what really matters, Joe, right?
It's so true. Kelly Jane, before we let you go, Kelly Jane Torrance from the Post. Congratulations on the piece that you wrote in the Post. And this is from April 1st, but it's just wanted to acknowledge that. Governor Hochul answered widow Stephanie Diller's question, when will you protect New Yorkers? This is worth a read. We just re-exed it out. And thank you for jumping on that. That was just a tough situation. Even Governor Hochul, she has so much power, and she's just like placating. And we were saying it before we let you go. It was weird that she thought she would be accepted at this Diller funeral. We were just chatting about this morning. Very strange, yes?
Very strange. I mean, here is a police officer, posthumously Detective Jonathan Diller, and her policies have been very soft on crime, and she's refused to do anything. I mean, these guys, the guy who allegedly murdered him and the driver, they had many, many things on their rap sheet. And, you know, like I said, you know, we had an editorial board meeting with the governor, you know, in January, I believe, and I asked her point blank. And are you going to do anything to fix, you know, bail reform, discovery laws, raise the age? And she said, no, I think the laws where it needs to be. And we know that's not the case. And the fact that she would go there is send flowers, you know, if you're someone like that.
Wait, you asked Hochul, we got to let you go, but you asked Hochul face to face. And she does have the power to at least work with Stuart Cousins, work with Hastie's, and fire Alvin Bragg. She has the power to do all that. She said
she
no.
Right. She has the power to fire Alvin Bragg. The budget's being held up because they're, you know, dealing about housing. She wants to get a housing plan. And why not hold up the budget for the safety?
Good.
You know,
right on the money.
I just got to tell you, I know you're going to find someone, so don't lose hope.
I think I'm hopeless, but listen, it's all for my kids and it's worth it. Kelly J, great chat as always. We love having you on the show, and thanks for the great work you're doing over at the New York Post. God bless. Let's talk soon, please.
Thanks. What a great way to start the week on Joe Piscopo's show.
There you go. Yeah, thanks, Kelly Jane. Kelly Jane Torrance right there, op-ed editor of the New York Post, doing a great job. Debbie's on the roads at 8:51 and checking out traffic for you on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Great interview. Let's see what's happening. Newburgh Beacon Bridge, a protest just wrapping up, but we're seeing delays 84 West into the Newburgh Beacon Bridge with an accident being cleared. Watch for slowdowns on the Palisades Parkway North exit 11 in New City. It's an overturned vehicle. 80 E6 at 38 getting out through Denville. It's a collision. And 287 South exit 10 at Franklin Township. Another accident there. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Maintain muscle mass and fuel your body with Invite Health's brand new plant protein powder. Looking to stay lean and strong? This vegan plant protein powder packs a punch with 20 grams of protein per serving. Flax and chia seeds, along with pumpkin and rice proteins, help energize the body and fuel the muscles. Take an extra 10% off Invite's plant protein by calling 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Save even more with our new everyday low prices, plus the additional 10% off Invite Health's plant protein powder. Visit invitehealth.com to check out our entire product line and call 800-673-2345 for 10% off plant protein powder today. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
We are proud. Proud to serve. To serve our country. To serve our local communities. To wear the uniform. To be a soldier.
Let's hear LeBron when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We're always ready. We're always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Let me tell you about InfuCare RX, if I may. Devin Patel is a friend. I was introduced to Devin by my buddy. And these gentlemen are so smart. And all the good folks at InfuCare RX are so on top of taking care of you. They're the leading nationwide specialty infusion pharmacy provider. Okay? So this is what everybody's doing now. Whether you need an IV infusion, sub-Q infusion, for anti-aging, they get infusions for that. So whatever it is, you check with your doctor first. You got to check with your doctor, see if you're a candidate for the safe and convenient at-home infusion services of InfuCare RX, all right? Because they could provide the services in the comfort of your home. How cool is that? You don't have to go to a clinic. You don't have to go to a hospital. And patients of InfuCare RX have absolute all access to their full clinical team via phone and digital access. So to review the services, you go to InfuCareRx.com, InfuCareRx.com, InfuCareRx.com. It's InfuCareRx, improving quality of life one patient at a time.
Today's weather report is sponsored by FazTech Industries, helping with all your construction, demolition, and weekly waste removal needs. Roll-off containers from 10 to 40 yards, perfect for house, garage cleanouts, or construction and demolition debris. Specializing in removal and recycling of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, and asphalt throughout all five boroughs and every corner of New Jersey. Ask for Joe C. at 718-494-1600.
All right, FazTech it is. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. How we doing, Jeffrey? Good day today. Great day, huh?
A fantastic one. So here's what we got. Sunshine, okay. Pretty much a blue sky, getting up to 78 for the city, low 80s the more west you go. We'll stay in the low 70s as you go eastward into Long Island, so just be aware of that. But, it's still a very nice day for this time of year. In the evening, we could see a shower push through, but otherwise it'll be cloudy to a little bit clear, a couple of clouds, low 51. Tomorrow is going to be sun and clouds, 71 degrees, and then we have some more rain showers that are going to be pushing through Wednesday into Thursday, and the highs are going to be cooler as well, down to 60, even 53, so may need that spring jacket out again.
All right. That looks great. I love it. I love it. I love it. Pretty soon it's going to be summertime, Jeffrey. Thank you so much, my friend. There's the man, Jeffrey Nordine at the Weather Answer Desk. Coming up to 9 o'clock, when we come back, we're going to talk to Hogan Gidley. And we're going to talk about what's going on with this Trump trial, which is making me kind of crazy this morning because we're at war. Israel's being attacked. What's the end game? What's going on? How do we answer that? And the press just lets it go. And all they're talking about is the Donald Trump trial. And Hogan's going to break down exactly what's going on at the trial and also the Trump rally over the weekend with tens of thousands of people in Pennsylvania. Shehar Anzani is going to join us, former Israeli diplomat and former spokesperson for the Israeli consulate in New York. And we're going to talk about Iran attacking Israel. And that is something vital that we have to address. Don't get mismanaged in your day by getting sucked into the vortex of the mainstream media, please. Thank you for that. Dr. Mark Siegel is the man. You heard Al talk about it. Measles outbreak, bird flu outbreak, Fauci, potential connection with a lab leak. Dr. Mark Siegel has all the answers to all this hypochondriac's questions. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Al is here. Joe is here. Debbie's here. And we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
66 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. With more than 50 aftershocks felt throughout New Jersey since the Friday before last earthquake, the federal government now sending more resources to the area to study those aftershocks. The United States Geological Survey sending what they call aftershock kits to New Jersey to better document where and how strong those aftershocks are. Those 8 kits will record motion and frequencies that will then be transmitted back in real time to the National Earthquake Information Center in Colorado. The USGS forecast is still a 12% chance of a magnitude 3 or greater aftershock within the next week. There is no evidence that COVID vaccines cause fatal heart attacks or other heart issues in young people. That, according to the CDC, when the mRNA vaccines developed by Pfizer and Moderna were distributed starting in 2020, anti-vax groups are quick to blame them for fatal heart issues in young athletes. A report out last Thursday looked at 1,300 deaths of vaccinated people ages 16 to 30 in Oregon who died of a heart condition or unknown causes in 2021 and 2022. And Disneyland, making changes to its Disability Access Service, the program, which allows people with disabilities to skip lines, has apparently been misused by people who don't have disabilities. Business author David Koenig says in the past 5 years, three times as many people have requested or claimed they needed a pass. Starting June 18th, you'll need a pass.